Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Bruce Hornsby in the range, bringing us back 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. You put a .com on the end of that, you'll find my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Every single day we update it with new stuff, new podcasts, new articles, new videos every week, new poll question every week, etc., etc. Lots of stuff there for small businesses, whether you're starting or growing or divesting of your small business. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Bill is a great friend of ours, an outstanding member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the NFIB, nfib.com, and his survey of small business optimism is of global renown. It is the gold standard when it comes to small business. Bill, the sales side, the report, as you gave us, as you told us earlier, basically optimism dropped again. Generally speaking, optimism dropped again for small business this last month. Pretty good little drop, right? 3 points.
Right, 3 points. That means over 10 questions, the net number of positive responses had to fall by 30 percentage points.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Pretty, yeah. And of course, sales, an old mentor of mine said, sales cures everything. And no sales upsets everything, doesn't it?
Right, exactly. It does, you know. But of course, the consumers are obviously impacted by the same kinds of uncertainties that worry small business owners, who are also consumers when they close the door and go home because they become consumers. And mm-hmm. So consumer sentiment, you know, the University of Michigan Reuters poll fell in the month as well. So mm-hmm. The people who we depend on for those sales are afraid of the future, and so they're not spending money. And our owners, you know, look at it and say, well, you know, why? I don't have customers, so I'm not going to hire. I don't need new equipment to produce output because I can't sell what I have now or barely. So,
but you know, there's another thing. I don't know if you do. You know, you have any idea how much business to business, how much business small businesses do with big businesses? You have? Is there anybody who's tracking that? The reason I say that is because a lot of big businesses are pulling back on their work with small businesses. I'm seeing that anecdotally across the network that I have, and that's, you know, never mind retailers, never mind the consumers, that's hurting a lot of small businesses.
Right. You know, a lot of the small businesses, especially in the manufacturing sector, are in the supply chain, you know, of a larger business, which was of course driven by manufacturing exporting. So exports have grown dramatically over the past couple of years, which has really helped the economy a lot, and we have increased our manufacturing activity immensely. But over the last couple of months, it really slowed down dramatically, in part because of what's going on in Europe. I mean, Europe is really our biggest trading customer.
Right.
Even though everybody talks about China all the time, Europe is where we do mm-hmm. the big volume of the the good stuff, and it's slowed down. So that trickles down, so to speak, back down the supply chain. And our people, I'm sure, will be feeling it over the next few months.
Yeah. What about hiring? What about the employment situation?
Yeah, the employment situation, of course, doesn't look very good. You know, we have most of the hiring that gets reported is dominated by part-time jobs, not full-time jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not good. Nobody's really willing to make commitments.
The only thing that's up these days, it seems, is temp hiring.
Right, you know, that's, part-time stuff. So you're not willing to really commit to investing in a worker, which is what small business owners do.
Right.
And because of the uncertainties of the future. So mm-hmm. and even though we have Obamacare now, we still really don't know much about what we should or shouldn't do, other than we should never go beyond 50 employees. So
right.
we'll start to look like Italy in that.
Which brings me to this next question, Bill, and that is, was any of this survey reported after the Supreme Court made their decision?
No. You know, we mail our questionnaires out on the 1st of the month and then again on the 10th of the month. And
yeah.
So, you know, by the last few days of the month, which is when this decision came in, we have basically 99.5% of the responses
right.
already in.
So the next survey, if there's any reaction to Obamacare by your respondents, it'll be in the next survey next month.
Exactly. We have a double whammy for July, which makes me think the July number is going to be worse. One is Obamacare, which disappointed the large majority of small business owners as
right.
well as the population in general. And then look at the president has, you know, last week started this really very intense campaign about raising taxes on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a negative. So,
yep.
you know, we got a lot of negatives playing into the index that we mailed out on the 1st of July. So we'll,
right.
I don't look for a good number on anything.
Well, let me put it this way. We surveyed we surveyed our audience about Obamacare a couple of weeks ago, right the weekend after the announcement. And 86% of our respondents, Bill, said that either Obamacare would hurt their business or that they were afraid of it. They didn't know if it would hurt them, but they were afraid of it. 86%
right.
said one, and it was pretty much split down the middle on that. So that doesn't portend, attitude about Obamacare going forward. And I think you're right. We'll see how it goes when you report with us next week. We're going to come back and talk some more about this with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. Smallbus.org, right?
That's it.
Smallbus.org is Bill's other website where you can find the survey as well. And he very graciously allows us to post it on our website, which we do also. We'll be right back. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.